This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I am Program Director John Flynn. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are a recent suicide awareness walk and a look into the opening of a new downtown music venue. We will then listen to another edition of Music Monday, get the latest Monarch sporting update, and the weather forecast for the start of the week. The month of September is also National Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. Station manager Katie Pugh went to a recent walk at Kirby Park that raised awareness for this cause and got information about this event.
The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention hosted their annual Out of the Darkness walk at Kirby Park on Sunday, with hundreds turning out to spread the message of hope and perseverance. The walk toured downtown Wilkes-Barre and began with a rally that included mental health advocacy groups. Anna Elkin Wren, co-chair of the Out of the Darkness walk board, discussed the importance of visibility when talking about suicide prevention.
I think that there is such a stigma on mental health, reaching out for mental health services, and that's a big part of the reason that people may not reach out for help when they need it. So I think seeing that there is so much support, not just people in the community, but all these different agencies that are here, I think that's really important for people to see that there are people out there that they can reach out to. And unfortunately, the suicide rate in our area and across the country is still rising. So I think it's important because these are literally lives lost.
The money raised from the walk benefits the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Elkin Wren described how the AFSP will use the funds donated. The AFSP is still accepting donations through December 31st.
The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is a national nonprofit. We have chapters in all 50 states. We cover 11 counties ourselves in the Greater Northeast PA chapter. And each chapter, it's all made up of volunteers, and we raise money to help with providing resources in our own communities. And then the money that goes nationally helps with advocacy and advertising for our programs. And we have an annual event, an advocacy forum that's held in Washington, D.C. I was lucky enough to be a part of it this year, and we all go up to Capitol Hill and advocate to our local representatives, senators, and let them know what bills we think would be helpful to pass with providing more mental health services and as much as we can for suicide prevention.
Tiffany Prattle from Miners Medical in Ashley discussed the correlation between drug addiction and suicide.
When somebody's using, they tend to get depressed or they feel like they're alone. And I've been recovering myself, so I just remember I didn't care if I died or if whatever happened to me. I didn't care while I was getting high. I didn't care what happened to me. So that's, I did the certified recovery specialist class to be able to use my story to help other people, to let them know there's hope.
NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, was at the event with informational materials. Joseph Fedok, NEPA president of NAMI, discussed why visibility and education are key to reducing suicides.
Well, the education will help end some of the stigmas that are out there and some of the misinformation about suicide, about mental illness. So the education part is what comes in. The visibility at this event is tremendous. They always get a real good crowd. If people can see the amount of families that are affected by suicide, they can get an understanding and, again, help take some of the misinformation away.
Mental illness is as real as any other illness. Reach out to a friend, a loved one, or even yourself. Nobody has to suffer alone. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline is at 1-800-273-8255. If you're in an immediate crisis, please call 911 or find an emergency room. King's College students can visit the Counseling Center on the 6th floor of Admin at any time during the week. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Station Manager Katie Pugh.
A new music venue is coming to Wilkes-Barre. Social Media and Promotions Director Jamie Rosenkrantz looks at how a local musician is taking advantage of recent bar closings to open the new bar.
A small concert venue will be opening soon across the street from King's Campus. We got to sit down with the two people behind it all. Owners AJ Jump and Mary McKenna explain what type of music will be performed at the venue.
This is going to be everything. Every genre of music will be welcome here.
And of course, as we're going to see what becomes popular. What does the masses want, and what do they want to hear? And we're going to We're going to just try to get something for everyone.
AJ Jump told us a little bit about his experience with music on the road.
I've toured with several different bands over the years. For the last 10 years, I've played 40 out of the 50 states, 60 plus cities, 3 different countries, recorded all over the country as well, and I love it. There's nothing more than being on the road, experiencing a new place, a new city, new town, new people.
Mary McKenna talked about why they chose to open a music venue.
My passion is music, and that's how AJ and I became connected. My husband, who the hall is so named after, Carl Hall, the three of us being musicians from the area and just had that. We know it's a passion and we want to follow it and you want to share it with as many people as you can. And this opportunity, when AJ came up with this idea to do this, it was one of those things where, how many times would I get the opportunity to do this with a friend? We're not opening until it's perfect for sound and the venue itself.
When asked about future goals, Jump wishes for everything and more.
We're only 2 hours between Philadelphia and New York City, 3 hours from Baltimore, 4 hours from Pittsburgh. I want these bands to say, well, we have to stop there. We have to play there.
As of right now, there is not an official date for the venue to open, but it will be revealed in the near future. For 88.5 WRKC, I'm Social Media and Promotions Director Jamie Rosenkranz.
Coming up next, we will listen to a new installment of Music Monday, a Monarch Sports Update, and the upcoming weather outlook.
Hi, this is Alan Stout. Please join us on Thursday, October 12th at the Woodlands for Jane Jam. This special night of music will celebrate the life of Jane Train and will feature performances by 21 acts on 3 stages. Doors to the Over 21 event open at 6 p.m. and there will be nonstop music until 1 a.m. Proceeds will benefit Jason McClough and the new Janet Raines Memorial Music Scholarship Fund. For more information, visit Jane Jam on Facebook. Jane Jam, Thursday, October 12th at the Woodlands. Hope to see you there as we all celebrate a remarkable life.
Hi, this is Brian.
And Mikey.
And Pat.
From Weezer.
And you are listening to
WRKC.
88.5 FM, Wilkes-Barre.
The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
What's going on? This is Sam Zavada, the music director for WRKC, and I'm your host for this edition of Music Monday. The first artist I'd like to show off is the Franklin Electric. This is their new track, I Know the Feeling.
It's amazing how my eyes have grown to see the colors right. And I never thought it before I saw you last night.
Next up is a band called Hippocampus. The song you're about to hear may be a little ironic, considering we're talking Music Monday here, but this is a jam on any day of the week. It's called Tuesday. And finally, I present the newest single from one of my favorite modern bands, Shepherd. This is brand new, and it's called Edge of the Night.
Go again,
I'd like to thank you for listening in to this edition of Music Monday. If you enjoyed this program, make sure to always tune in to the WRKC News at 5 to hear more of the best new music in college radio. I've been Sam Zavada, the music director at WRKC. Have a wonderful night.
This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. The King's College football team traveled to Lebanon Valley College on Saturday. The Monarchs edged the Dutchman 44-39. Quarterback Zach Whitehead was highly efficient in the contest, completing 25 passes on 37 attempts, totaling 373 yards in the air with two touchdowns. He also scored three rushing touchdowns of his own for 81 yards on 22 attempts. Whitehead's strong offensive performance earned him MAC Offensive Player of the Week, conference offices announced earlier today. Running back Jordan Downs had a touchdown on 95 rushing yards on 19 attempts. Trey Campbell had 5 receptions for 98 yards and a touchdown. On the defensive side of the ball, Trevor Hill led the way with 8 tackles. Eli Vasquez had an interception, and the Monarch defense was able to record 2 sacks. The Monarchs returned to McCarthy Stadium for homecoming weekend to play Lycoming College at 1 p.m. The Monarchs are looking to improve to 3-1 on the season. The men's soccer team dropped their game to SUNY New Paltz 3-1 on Saturday. The Monarchs, with a 3-3 record on the season, returned to the pitch Wednesday against Cabrini College at 4 p.m. in Radnor, Pennsylvania. The women's soccer team dropped a heartbreaker in a 1-0 loss to Albright College on Saturday. The Lady Monarchs play Lycoming College on Wednesday at 4 p.m. After an 0-5 start to the season, the Lady Monarch field hockey team got their first win of the season, a 2-0 shutout of Immaculata University. Brianna DiMaggio and Kelsey Gabrielle scored the goals for the Monarchs. Freshman goalkeeper Kayla Naylor made 9 saves in net for her first shutout of the season. The King's College men's tennis team earned 4 individual and 2 doubles championships at the 2-day King's Invitational Tournament that ended on Sunday at Kirby Park. Returning MAC Conference singles champion Tyler Millian won the number 2 singles flight and teamed with Nathan Carl to win at number 1 doubles for the Monarchs. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now the weather. Tonight will be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 62 degrees. Expect mostly sunny skies tomorrow with a high of 82, and Wednesday will be partly cloudy with a high of 83. The Biology Club will hold its first meeting of the year tomorrow afternoon at 5 p.m. in Parente, Room 101. The Diversity Festival continues tomorrow evening with a showing of the movie Underwater Dreams at 7 p.m. in the Burke Auditorium at McGowan. Stay tuned after for my show, Flynn for the Win. We would also like to take this opportunity to wish our beloved radio station, also known as WRKC, a happy 49th birthday. We want to thank everyone who has contributed to the station, past and present, and may the next 49 years be more prosperous than the last 49. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Program Director John Flynn. Have a magnificent Monday. Good night, and good luck.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.